Rivers, how's it going?
Hey, I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers. My name is Shakira. I'm not sure if you were calling on behalf of a customer.
Oh, yes. This is Riverside Towing, where we're dispatched on the call earlier.
Yes, sir. And just to verify that PO, is it 817-2515?
Let me see. Yeah, it's 817-2515.
Okay. I was speaking with one of your drivers, and the phone kind of disconnected. I was trying to give him a call back to see what exactly was going on.
Yeah, that was me, actually.
Okay, okay. Yes, okay, and what were you saying? What was wrong with the vehicle, or what was the customer trying to do?
All right, this customer right here, he has, I don't know what happened to this customer. We went to Avis Budget and Avis, you guys told us to go pick up a vehicle for him and take it to him,
mm-hmm.
and then pick up the breakdown vehicle from them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we did that, and the original location you guys provided us was wrong, so they gave us the address there. So we went to the actual airport to go pick up a vehicle from them,
mm-hmm.
and then when we get to the airport, they told us we cannot pick up the vehicle for this customer due to the fact that he is overdue on his vehicle. He haven't returned the vehicle.
Okay.
So they could not give us a vehicle. Now, they told us the only way we could do it, go pick up the breakdown vehicle and have him get himself situated with the transportation, I guess, you know. So what do you guys want us to do at this moment?
Okay, so just to make sure we are correct, you stated that you were advised to go to the Avis, get a new vehicle, and take it to the customer, and you pick up the old vehicle from where the customer was?
Uh-huh, and take it back to Avis.
Okay, and take it back to Avis. The Avis stated that they aren't able to drop that new vehicle off because the customer is late on his payment.
Is late on his, giving the car back to them.
Okay. So what I'm trying to understand, if the vehicle is broke down, how did they think the vehicle was going to get back?
Well, the car, that's what the customer is saying, but they said we can't give you a new car since we tried to hold, because based on the agent, because he talked to the customer
mm-hmm.
when I was there. And he advised him that we tried to get hold of you multiple times. He never answered your calls. And we didn't know where our vehicle located at. And you haven't responded to us. They told him you haven't even extended your time, a period of time, for us to give you a new one. So now, basically, the vehicle is on our red flag, you know. So they can't give him a new one due to the fact he was unresponsible, you know.
Gotcha. And do you have any vehicle on your truck?
I don't have a vehicle, but I am going to pick up the vehicle from the customer.
Okay, yes, sir. That's perfectly fine. You can go ahead and proceed with getting that vehicle from the customer since the Avis is wanting the vehicle there. So I would just go ahead and proceed with getting that vehicle from the customer. The customer isn't able to drive it anyway, so I would just go ahead and get that vehicle.
The guy is up the road. The problem, you know, I'm calling, okay, we're going to this customer. We're just taking a risk. This vehicle, he's driving in the desert somewhere, and
mm-hmm.
he get the car stuck, and he did severe damage to the vehicle. You know, he sent me a picture of it. The car is, so he destroyed that vehicle bad, you know. I don't know what to say, but I am right now. He's supposed to be calling in left because I told him to go ahead and call left and see if they can be able to pick you up. And he's offered me to take him to his final destination, which is all the way in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
That's about almost 150 miles away from where he's at right now. And I told him we're not allowed to do that because they're not going to be asked, you know, to take you to a residence and then take back the vehicle to that, you know. I said, I told him the best way for you, go ahead and see if he could call like a Lyft or Uber and take you to your residence, you know?
Yes, sir, most definitely. And I totally understand that. I would just, I'm going to try to reach out to the customer and just let him know to reach out to like a Uber or a Lyft due to you guys not being able to go out that far. And I'm pretty sure he would like to have a ride secure before, you know, you guys come and get that vehicle. So I'll go ahead and reach out to him and let him know to go ahead and try to find his own transportation.
Okay. Do me a favor, contact, because he keeps sending me messages. He's kind of rude a little bit, you know, but, you know, I advise him that he needs to call, contact, you know, for us to go pick up the vehicle. He needs, we cannot go over there, and he wants us to go over there, pick up the car, and wait with him in the street, and then he can call a cab. And then he's going to enter the car. We can't wait, you know, unless if you guys want to do additional payment to the PO, you know, we can wait, because we already spent almost 3 hours trying to solve this situation, you know?
Yes, sir, and I totally understand. I know that we more than likely probably won't be able to add any more money to that PO, but I will most definitely go ahead and reach out to the customer just to let him know to secure his own ride before you guys get out there.
Right. We need about, right now I am about, let me see, I'm about close to 50 minutes away from him, about 50 minutes away from his location. About like 50. It's like
okay.
Maybe almost an hour, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'll go ahead and reach out to him so he can go ahead and try to secure his own provider, since you are like a couple minutes away. So let me go ahead and reach out to him. And I did notate the account, so there won't be any issues.
I'm actually about an hour away from him.
Okay, gotcha. About an hour away. So that should give him enough time to find his own
exactly.
transportation. So
exactly.
Just give me a second. Yep. I did go ahead and notate the account of everything that happened, and also you are still going to get that vehicle. So let me go ahead and reach out to the customer.
Yes, please, because we already spent so much time on it already, and we don't want to do that again. You know, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, most definitely. So thank you so very much for calling in, and thank you so very much for getting that job done for us.
Sure. Can you please call me back and advise me what he says to you guys, please?
Okay.
Just, okay. You know, so I want to know.
Okay,
really
yes, sir.
Speak with him. He's kind of frustrated, and you can't really understand what he's saying, you know? I mean, so see, maybe you could get something out of him.
Okay, perfect. Yes, sir. I'll give you a call right back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.